by the end of Saturday, it was, we need to take out the young dude. We need to take out the lefties.
Yeah. I'm having a hard time hitting 5-foot putts.
Did I see that you hit a ball so hard you broke a driver head?
That is correct. It may be the only ball I squared up all day.
So, what's your handicap?
Well, we don't have to talk about that right now.
I was a member at a private course like the last 2 years, but I've never been as like into golf. Was that a humble brag, guy?
That was such a humble brag. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Lefties Lounge podcast. We are back after a big players weekend, what seemed like it was probably the longest golf tournament in the history of tournaments. But we're back. We got Krafik up in Boston doing his thing. You are in Boston, correct, right now?
Yes, currently.
Okay, currently, yeah. I know you're going on your last trip, which is nice to hear because things are starting to happen here in Connecticut. Things are getting warmer. You're going on your last snowmobile trip. So it really feels like golf is getting back. This weekend was awesome too. So, I mean, what's going on with you? Anything good? It's been a couple of weeks.
Yeah. Before we hopped on the horn here, you just said it was 4 weeks until the Masters. Dude, it's 3 weeks until like next in three Tuesdays. It's going to be like, that's Masters week.
It's three Tuesdays.
That's crazy.
I think you're right. Yeah, because we have what, the Valspar, the WGC, the match play, and then the Jordan Spieth will be defending at the Valero Texas Open.
But he's not showing up.
Tell you what he's not going to do. He's not going to win. That's for sure. but yeah, so three golf tournaments and it's Masters week. How exciting is that?
Oh my God, it's crazy. Yeah. Disappointing to hear Candlewood only opening. Well, should you be disappointed that Candlewood's opening the April 1st now with the weather and everything? I feel like Oxford's open already.
So this is actually courses? This is breaking news that it's just found out today that because I asked on Instagram if when they're gonna it was a public comment, but this is also breaking news. Anyways, schedule came out, which is good, but they said they're looking at April 1st that it needs to really dry out, which I understand, but I don't know. April 1st is like 3 weeks away. Like two and a half weeks, right?
Yeah. Oh, so, yeah, we're already the 15th,
so it's I don't know, it seems late to me for other courses, but again, like your Oxfords and your Fairviews, they kind of have, I mean, it's pretty well known that they have better drainage than Gandaway.
Yeah, that's very true.
You know,
it's a wet piece of property.
I think it's going to be nice. Literally, there's only going to be a week of play before our coveted Masters on Sunday.
Yeah, halfway through that coming out of my mouth, I was realizing that, wait, that actually benefits me, that nobody's able to play that course because there's no chance I'm going to be able to play that course.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of, how many dry swings have you done and like how's the golf coming?
Dry swings? I was going to say I have not hit a ball since I visited Mount Flushmore.
Okay.
That was but that's a one and done trip, right? You're taking the family there once and you're probably not going back.
Exactly. You're just making sure you know what you're doing.
Yeah. Just tourist shit.
Exactly.
I've probably taken about 10 air putts with the Scotty and then I've probably taken, oh my God, dude, I don't even, maybe 20 full swings in the living room, not hitting anything. Okay. But yeah, that's the extent of the game right now. So
that's sick.
Yeah.
But you're feeling probably more confident than ever.
I actually am. Yeah. I've truly never been more excited to kind of go play too. Yeah. I haven't taken that real first step yet.
That's pretty wild. I've really just been putting still. I've been keeping a pretty good regimen. I'm getting at least every other day, which is better than what we did.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah. Better than zero.
My son, Thomas, my oldest, he has been just dialed in. He wants to putt all the time. Like, so he, like, right before bed, he's like, Dad, can we go get some putts in? And of course, I'm like, yeah, let's go. So
are these turning into challenges yet? Is he at that stage?
They are, but he gets really super pissed because he doesn't win. Like, he wants to, he just thinks that, like, the old man's just gonna let him do his thing, and I'm like, no, you gotta earn, this, boy.
Yeah, iron sharpens iron.
That's it. What are we doing here? Right. I read Earl Wood's book, so like, there ain't there's nothing going on here.
Oh, that's why he was outside running in the rain the other day.
Yeah, exactly. Oh yeah, but yeah, putting, and then we just finished up last night actually with we did our final two scorecards for indoor. I think we're 2-2. We ended up, one of our scorecards we lost in like the first playoff hole. We parred and they birdied, I guess, and then we got two left, so we're definitely out of the running. We're not going to win anything. I was getting super frustrated with chipping in that damn thing. I don't know why, but I would have to hit like 4 or 5 times because it kept misreading the ball.
So what was the ball doing? Nothing. Like, it just,
I don't
wasn't
know.
Going?
I think it might've been like two. It would either
read too much,
like
spin,
too much
maybe?
Spin.
Maybe too much spin.
There was like 10,000 RPMs or some shit. Like, there's no chance. Like,
probably not a tour level simulator. So,
and that's what I'm thinking. I think that with the amount of cheddar that I put on the ball and how I'm compressing it now,
that makes sense.
That's, you know, because it's picking up hammies. I mean, you know,
yeah. It's like a supermarket cheddar compared to
like a fresh Vermont
a boutique cheese shop. Yeah, yes. On a little barn on the side of the road.
Yeah, yes, that is a perfect analogy. But yeah, all jokes aside, though, I checked out last night. Probably, I think it was like the 8th hole, or no, it was probably like the 6th hole of the second match. I was just getting so pissed. Like, I just couldn't chip and I couldn't help Hammy at all. Like,
yeah,
it was just one of those things. Drivers feeling good. Irons, I hit a sick 5-iron last night on a par 3. It was it was like 194 yards or something. And, I hit it to like 4 feet, something like that. It was
pretty. Did you get the butterflies?
I hit it and I was like, ooh, that could be good. And like, you can kind of tell like the ball flight and stuff, like if it's going long or short. And it just kept tracking, hit a little bit, sucked back and went to like 4 feet. So there were some shades of greatness.
That's sharp cheddar, 5-iron, 194, sucking back.
Oh yeah. No, it was pure. Like
this machine's RPM throttle seems to be off.
It seems to be way off. I don't know. It's indoor. It is what it is. I have swings, you know. It was important to get swings.
Yeah. Hey, I can't relate. I can't relate.
Right. So that's about as far as I got. I can't wait to get out. Hopefully to get out this weekend. It's so nice here this week. It was like 65 degrees, 70 degrees. So we're getting there, man. But let's get into the players, dude. This was probably the craziest tournament that I've ever seen in my life, as far as weather and that whole thing goes.
Yeah, it was crazy to say almost definitively on Thursday, like, hey, this is not finishing this weekend. Like, this, right. It's Thursday, and we're like, oh no, yeah, this is gonna finish on Monday at least. There was points where I thought it might finish Tuesday. I was like, this is gonna be so sick if it's a Tuesday morning finish.
Yeah, I was getting nervous because they were putting guys out, like who went out, like Rory and Spieth played like 2 holes.
Oh yeah, they teed off at like, their tee times were at like 6 o'clock, or maybe even it was like 6:50 something.
So right then on Thursday, I was like, they are screwed. Like, and I didn't realize how much it was going to rain either on Saturday.
Yeah, I think they ended up getting over 4.5 inches of rain,
which is unbelievable. If you watched Monday, I didn't get to really watch a ton Monday, but I listened to everything. Got to watch Cam play, I think 16, 17, 18 when I got home, which was cool. But like, looking at that course, you would have never guessed that.
Oh, it was incredible.
It was absolutely incredible.
You couldn't tell that there was almost like a half a foot of rain
within
like a day. And
unbelievable.
Yeah, no, I was lucky. It worked out. I made sure I was in the office Monday because I was like, this is perfect. Like,
yeah,
coverage started early. I think I watched from like 11 o'clock on. And
nice.
Yeah, it was crazy impressive how dry it looked. Like, even, I don't know, it's just, you can always tell from the greens and everything. And it's just, it was crazy that the fact that those greens were not plugging in the way that they were, like, coming right out of the rain, or when they were playing in the rain. Right. Yeah, they just bounced back crazy fast. And they couldn't cut them. They couldn't cut them Thursday going into Friday, obviously. Yeah. They got to cut them Friday. But yeah, I don't know. It was crazy.
No,
maybe I'm thinking Saturday. Sorry.
Saturday it had to be, right? No. No, the days are so messed up.
I know. Like, I don't.
Friday and Saturday were a wash.
Right.
Right. So they had to cut them on Sunday.
They came back Sunday, Saturday, halfway through the day.
Yeah. And not even halfway. It was like afternoon Saturday.
Yeah. It was like noon because they were working on it in the morning. I think they had to probably cut them.
And then they did the same thing on Sunday morning. Like, they didn't start teeing off till like 11:30. Right.
God, yeah.
It was so hard to keep track. And like, to see, like, whenever they had the scoreboard, it'd be like round two. Like, they did a pretty good job, I think.
You know, they really did. And to finish that green point, or just the greens in general point, is like, we saw potentially one of like the greatest putting performances I've ever seen this week. So to have like the greens not take up the, you know, the pitch marks and the cleat marks and everything, like to go to withstand that weather. So shout out to the grounds crew. That's crazy to see Cam Smith's numbers, obviously.
Oh my God.
I mean, a lot of guys, like, and I always, you know, feel like when you watch these tournaments where the rain, you know, especially hits a place where the ball, where it really rolls, where it's really firm. It's always like these guys struggle when, you know, these greens get wet, you know, it slows down. It's like, it's harder for these guys when it's slow. They would almost rather it be, you know, lightning.
Yeah.
To see these guys just ripping in 10, 12 footers to save par from everywhere. It was like, oh my God.
It blew my mind. Really?
It really did. That was such a special performance, just from like, just in the shorthand game, like, oh, just the putting and chipping from Cam.
Oh God. Yeah. Well, let's get into Cam. I mean,
he was the story.
He was the absolute story. Cash is like, oh my God. Imagine getting $3.6 million. Like, how sick was it that, like, let's talk about the purse too. Like, that's crazy how much money they were handing out this week.
Yeah. Game changing money to see him. And then, how do you say that, dude?
Honor Bond Lahiri.
Yeah, Honor Bond.
Yeah, but I've heard people are just calling him Bond.
Bond, yeah. That's what I see on Twitter, because it's easier to spell.
Yeah. I don't know how much I like that or he likes it, but I mean,
Honor Bond.
There were some really cool stories. We're bouncing around like crazy, obviously. But yeah, Cam Smith.
Let's stick with Cam.
Yeah, let's just fucking talk about this dude. He's one of your favorite players to watch. He's got an amazing mullet, a dirty at. I mean, besides his swag, like, he is probably one of the best golfers this, well, outside of Scottie Scheffler, right?
Oh yeah.
Those are the two hottest golfers right now. Him and Scottie.
You think about just going into the Masters alone, right? It's like,
right. That's kind of what I'm alluding to.
I mean, that's, you know, what's on everybody's mind is who's hot right now, who's playing well. That's why I feel like, you know, it was almost as if people wanted to make JT the storyline of this tournament because of the ball striking performance he put on.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like, dude, Twitter was ablaze with, like, they were all over him Friday and Saturday. But just to see, to come kind of go into Monday, and I mean, you know, Honor Bond was obviously the storyline, but to see Cam just be kind of hanging around again and take it, you know, he comes into the fourth round with, I think he was down three going into it.
Yeah.
And comes out and makes nine birdies and just plays the way he did on the back nine, dude. He had 10 putts.
Like, dude, it was 10 birdies, 10 birdies.
Or sorry, four. 10 total birdies. Right.
Yeah. It was incredible. I mean, I'm sitting there listening. Serious shout out to SiriusXM too. I told you this. But I just forgot how good those guys are. Like, it is just such good coverage to listen to. But he makes that bomb on one, It was like a 35 footer. Yeah. And one of the announcers was just like, this could be scary for the rest of the field if Cam gets hot.
Yeah.
And then the second hole, he hit a pretty tight shot in there and had a pretty close shot. Par three next, hits one close, makes a putt. Like, the guys just kept saying, these could go into thimbles. They're just center cup.
Dude, it was center. It was so insane. I'd never. So you texted me. You were like, Cam's just birdied three in a row. And I was like, I got it. That was when I turned it on.
Yeah.
And I was like, holy cow. Everything he did was just.
Then he makes a fourth.
Oh my God.
Dude, he had a birdie look on the fifth hole and just barely missed it. And then birdie six, like come out at five and then proceeds to go bogey, bogey, bogey.
Yeah. Then, you know, like, he lost it. He for sure lost it.
It was that looking at this card, it was absolutely ridiculous. He goes five out of six birdies, three bogeys, and then four straight birdies.
Like, it's insane. It's like, insane.
What the hell? It's almost as crazy as Russell Henley. You saw that too?
Oh, yeah.
He comes out and like doubles, then has an albatross. And an eagle.
I saw a tweet like that round, he had an albatross, an eagle, a birdie, a par, a bogey, and a double bogey.
It all.
He almost hit for the golf cycle. That would be the ultimate cycle.
To go from what?
What would you have to go to? An ace to a double, I think, would be fair. Maybe a triple. I guess if you're going to go as far as
if
an
you're
ace,
gonna get
quad,
an ace, you might as well
you gotta go to quad.
Yeah, at least a triple, right? At least
that is painting the rainbow.
That would be wild. I wonder if anybody's ever done that. We gotta look.
No chance.
There's no way anybody's got an albatross and an ace in the same round, right?
No.
Right.
No.
That's good. No. We're gonna look into that, but
we'll get the IT team or no the tech team on the odds, but
absolutely. Chance.
Dude, so he finished that tournament with 42 one putts.
That's
42. He had 101 putts for the tournament over 72 holes.
Jesus.
So he averaged 10 and a half one putts per round.
Did he have any three putts?
No chance. No way.
It was
I'm doing zero research, but I'm going to tell you from gut feel, no chance.
No chance.
No chance. You don't have 101 putts and have a three putt in there. There's just no way.
That's a good point.
That's crazy. So one of the things that I thought was really interesting is, like, obviously, you know, of recent, he's kind of been in this like killer mode. Like his like mannerisms, like he was so stoned, like truly looked stoned,
like just out to lunch, kind of
just like nothing fazed him. Like he had that rope hook on 16 was, I like laughed when I saw it live. I was like, oh my God, like
he's gonna ruin this.
I saw it sitting in the pine straw, and I was like, it felt like when he got out of that, I was like, there was no way he's losing this tournament, because he was just unfazed. Like he made a par on that hole.
Right. That's unbelievable. What I'm saying. He hit it in the water and then sticks it to like 5 feet, right?
Unbelievable. Yeah.
It was unbelievable what he did. And like, to your point, like he's quietly been doing this too. Like, obviously this is like his first real win. I say real win, but like, bigger win. He's got what, four? I think he's got
two, four. Yeah, he won in Zurichs. January. That was the century where he shot 34 under.
Right. So two Zurichs, a limited field event, and now a real event like
century in the Sony. Yeah.
Oh, in the Sony, I forgot.
He won the Sony in Hawaii. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I forgot, but that was earlier. So literally, he's won the Zurich and in Hawaii. That's it. Until now.
And he wins the players. Like,
yeah.
His home track, which is pretty cool. They had that story. And then the story with his family was touching. But dude, he is just Yeah, he's a blast to watch because he is so damn gritty. Like,
oh yeah,
he's the, you know, he's the guy that you never want to play. You know,
he's like, kind of honest to God, and I know I'm probably gonna catch some flack for this one, but his game is similar to Spieth in a way that, like, he's not very accurate off the, you know, he's always, it always seems like he's grinding, like he's always, you know,
yeah, he's not good off the tee.
No, he's relying on, you know, his putting obviously and his short game, and I feel like Spieth does that as well. Like, it's
for sure. Yeah.
You know, you go through 16 holes and you're just like, how did he do this? He hasn't hit one fairway, or like, you know, and obviously in the beginning of this, his fourth round, he was on fire with his driver, but they're still pros. But yeah, I think that, like, it's just, he's always grinding. Like, he's never out of a hole, you know?
I don't know if this is even a competition right now, but short game wise, I think he's better. I think he's obviously the best on tour. Like, I think he's better than Patrick Reed. I feel more confident. As of late, I've just been, maybe because I'm not watching as much P Reed, but
yeah,
he's a level of confidence that you have, and you're like, you see the situation, you see the lie, and you know it's him. Just like, what are the odds that he's going to get up and down here? The level of confidence that like I would have in like betting on him in those situations, or just like thinking it's going to go in. A lot of guys, it's very rare. Like, it's almost like, that's why I made that comparison of like Tiger-esque short game.
I don't do that lightly.
I don't do that lightly. Like, I'm not saying that I'm not making that comp in the player, like player to player or career or anything, like nothing like that. But truly, in the fact of like, when I think of my history of like watching golf and watching like somebody needing to get up and down or somebody needing to make a putt, I've never like watched a full on tournament and been like, have the expectation that, oh, this guy's just going to continue to make these 10 to 12 footers, like
right
in the center of the cup, and just not look phased ever.
Right. Like, he's supposed to do it. Yeah.
But it also sounds insane saying that.
It does. And I like when you said that, like, oh, he's got Tiger-esque short game. I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, oh man, can you compare it? But like, when you watch him, is ridiculous how consistent he is. Like, whenever he chips or whenever he's got a short iron in his hand, it's almost guaranteed within 10 feet.
Dude, you said it. What was the pot that was on the line? 3.6 million.
3.6
million on the line. He starts out like a bandit. Has three terrible birdies in a row. So he goes, he gives himself a cushion. He's got like a 2 or 3 shot cushion there.
Yeah.
Drops down to -9 going into the back nine, where now it's really like anybody's ball game. You got your boy Keegan freaking rising up, shooting up the leaderboard, fan favorite. Yeah. And he goes out and plays the next 9 holes. Like I said, he is 10 putts in 9 holes, and he closes out a tournament, the biggest tournament that he's won, and a tournament that it almost seems inevitable that at some point this within the next decade, this is going to be considered a major, which that's a whole nother topic, but a tournament that big where he just goes out and just stuffs it, and he just kind of kills. And like you see there at the end of the round, and you just expect to see like a Budweiser going all over that mullet.
Right. Yeah. It was, I don't know. He's definitely a force to be reckoned with, because if you look at his major record too, I mean, he's got a couple T2s in there, I think, at the Masters. And
yeah, dude. Look at his most recent.
Open, maybe? I forget, but there was definitely two. He's got a good track record for sure. So it's gonna be interesting.
He is a T4 at the US Open in 2015 and a T5 at the Masters.
Oh, I thought he had a up there for the second.
I believe it was one of those. They were all
I see. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah,
I think he was like only a shot or two behind DJ. Behind DJ, but
yeah.
In second.
Yep.
Yeah, crazy. I don't know. It's cool. It seems like it's a cool story too, in the sense of like the PGA Tour community. Like, I saw a story today that on Monday, I don't know if this is real, but confirmed, but apparently he had like 30 caddies over for like pizza at his house.
Oh, I heard that. Yeah.
And it seemed like, you know, it seemed like a lot of people were just rooting for him.
Which, yep. I mean, he had his whole family there, which is pretty cool on Monday following him around, right?
Yeah. He had for the first time in like 2.5 years, I think, because they were stuck over in Australia.
That's wild.
Camps.
Well, before we move on from Cam, though, what's the update with his mullet?
Dude, I haven't seen. So yeah, that was the report, was that he made a bet with his wife that if he won this tournament, he was gonna cut it. But
I've seen a picture
of him without it, dude. I don't think he can cut it. Like ever.
I don't know. It's very him now. It would be like Fleetwood cutting his hair, like.
Yeah,
I don't know. Homo without a mustache, like Homo's got to keep that mustache too. Like,
yeah, right.
There's just certain things guys got to do.
That man had a run. Holy cow!
Yeah, that's for sure.
He made some cash this weekend.
Yep, DJ did. I mean, but I have a good. Point.
That one kind of blew my mind. I'm not gonna lie. I just found that DJ out today, that he shot 63,
9 under. Yeah,
yeah. I did not.
Just
I
had quietly.
No, I legit just found that out today.
Yeah,
because that's how little they did. I mean, obviously, it wasn't a story, like it wasn't too much of a story, but
I didn't see it at all
on the TV. What I'm saying is on the telecast, I didn't see anything.
Literally, they just followed Cam and
it was just strictly. Yeah, was dressed terribly, by the way.
I want to, before we move on to any of the storylines, I want to talk about the actual tournament though. Because everybody, I mean, whenever this comes around, it's the fifth major, blah, blah, blah. It's clear, like, I've always argued that it's not a major. But this year, it's definitely not a regular event.
Well, okay, I don't know why, but I came away from this tournament with the exact same feeling, and I don't know why. I don't know why.
I literally don't get it, because I don't know if it was the purse. I honestly don't know.
Because
like, I didn't feel about it. Last year they played you know, obviously they skipped it for COVID. That's 2 years ago, but they played that one round and then just stopped. The world stopped. But I didn't feel about it last year, but whatever they did this year, they did it. And okay. I started to think about this, and maybe we got so used to having like a major every couple months, it seemed like the past 2 years with the super season, that we were just thirsty for an event like this.
I was going to say, my first thought was where it falls on the calendar.
Yeah.
And the fact that, I don't know, maybe it's just because we're doing a podcast and I'm way more into golf than I ever have been, but it just feels like the depth of talent and the, I don't know if you would call it storylines, but just the depth of the PGA Tour right now it's so good and it's so strong that I don't know. It's like these elevated tournaments almost in a sense, like the field itself makes it feel like so much more than what it is. Like the way that the guys talk about the tournaments, the way that they act, like it's just the way, I don't know. It just felt like it was kind of not presented differently, but it you're right. It definitely, I don't know why, but it had a different vibe to it this weekend.
Cause I mean, if you think about it, like I was probably more excited about this than like the PGA Championship sometimes. I always knock on the PGA, but
I have an alternate universe question.
Oh shit.
Would we just have had that 5 minutes that just aired on the podcast if Keegan Bradley had pulled it off and won this tournament? Would we be saying that?
You can pull up the text message that I sent you, and I said if Keegan Bradley won the Players Championship, that I was quitting golf in every sense. I wasn't going to play. I wasn't doing the podcast anymore. I wasn't doing anything. I sent that text, and I thought about it, and I'm like, man, maybe I'm being a little too harsh. I don't even know why I don't like Keegan. And I still don't know why I don't like Keegan, but we wouldn't be here. We wouldn't have said any of that. We wouldn't have said any of this, because I wouldn't be here. You would be doing it by yourself.
I'm so glad you just responded that way, because about 2 hours ago, I wrote a notes in my notes app. I wrote a question, and all it says in the notes app is, will you be choosing Keegan Bradley in your tier five choice in the Masters pool this year? Yes or no?
Hard no. I don't know why. I don't know. There's, and we're going to do this. We're going to do a top five worst golfer like thing where we each pick our worst five. And Keegan's definitely in mine. It's a little spoiler alert, but Keegan.
All right. Well, I was just about to give a Keegan take, but I'll save it for.
I'd love to hear it.
I was just like, I'm almost kind of workshopping it, but I know what. I have that kind of same feeling when you see him, like he's just, what I'm trying to think of is like, who is he as that guy? Like, who's he like that guy? He's, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And
I don't know what it is. I honestly feel bad. So that I don't know what it is.
I think he's the guy. He's like just the loser on your, like, let's just say like a high school team who everybody is like in agreement that like, they're just, it's not natural, right? They don't fit. Right. They're not like, it almost seems like, you ever see, you know, some people that aren't, they don't look comfortable in their own skin.
Yeah.
And like, they're trying to like portray something
like Bryson,
but like, ooh, like Bryson, but yeah, for some reason, like they're talented. So they're weird. They're awkward. Right. They're not, they almost like don't seem, so they don't
you want
seem
them. You genuine. Want them to play on the team, but you don't want them to come to the parties.
Exactly. And you don't want to be their friends. And then you just turn around sometimes and you're like, wait, that dude made Allstate. Like that dude was that, like he's that good.
He's good. I
like,
mean,
Keegan everybody Bradley's, hated him.
Keegan Bradley literally won a major. Like he's a major right. winner and right. I'm just degrading him like a,
no, I
for
get
no
it.
Reason for no reason, like a bully.
But you're not alone. Like, you're not alone.
I know, and that's the thing. Like we should like him. He's a Boston boy.
He
like,
rocks Jays.
He rocks Jays. Like
but he's kind of got a hunch, and he's got a weird
at, golf. He, maybe the, this is why. Did you remember when he yelled at Miguel Angel Cabrera? He's like, no, "Don't you fucking refresh talk to my me. Caddy."
Oh, okay.
They got into like a argument or something. If anybody is listening right now that hasn't seen that, go and look it up. Because he gets so nasty, and I thought he was going to hit a senior citizen. Like he, like they were at the point where he's just like, he gets in his face and he's like, don't you ever talk to my caddy like that. Like it was intense.
That's
and
hilarious.
I'm a big Cabrera, like I mean, he's the most interesting man in the world. And he,
facts.
Yeah, he's, you just don't do that to Miguel, you know?
So to close,
maybe
up
that's
on,
why.
Yeah. To close up on Keegan, you could tell like he, a perfect kind of little scenario that happened this weekend is like, he was on a roll, dude. I think dude, he was almost he was. Like, was he at 8 or 9 under? He was like on fire and he made like a long birdie and he was so jacked. And it was just the way he celebrated the putt afterwards.
The pump,
was
that the little the pump. Fist
it was,
pump.
It was just like you nobody could have been comfortable watching that, you know, like you're just right. like, I don't like not. I mean, it sounds so ridiculous. Like the right, way he right. celebrated was just like uncool.
I know,
but I don't know. I don't. I,
something.
I hate it.
There's something not it. Right
something,
about him.
Something in the
yeah.
water.
Yeah. We've already spent too much time on him. All right. What's next? Let's we can get into the Daniel Berger incident. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, no, I'm very aware of it, but I don't know. It almost seemed like a non-incident that they tried to make into an incident.
They tried to make something out of it, but like, yeah. I don't know. What did you think of the whole thing? Like, I thought that the shot tracer, like I thought that Joel and Victor Hovland were right.
Yeah, I think that you can't take, I think it's such a tough situation that I feel like you would have to have been there to actually have true input on the situation.
Right.
Because
and that's the thing. Like those three guys,
I don't trust the shot tracer. You know how many times, like, I don't know, you ever like they did imagine like when they didn't have the shot tracer,
right.
You couldn't see the ball. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like you literally yeah. couldn't see the ball.
It was just your word. Like
exactly. And Berger yeah. moves it a little bit, but it seemed like, I don't know. It seemed like they kind of met in the middle. That was the whole thing. So Berger hits a ball.
I don't know if they did though, because Berger seemed pissed.
He was pissed, but he had himself out at like 30 yards from the hole, like 25, yeah. 30 yards from the hole. And he ended up dropping it. 230 yards from the hole. So right.
Which is a significant difference.
Piss, but I guess the other two boys, the who was it? Hovland and
Joel Damain.
Wanted him to go even like further back, and it ended up being like in the middle. So
okay.
I don't know. I think it's so hard. The only thing that I would say is like, yeah, I guess you do have to err on the side of like two, you know, it's 2v3, you know, it's like,
well, that's the thing. Yeah.
It's two separate opinions. My only point would be like, if you trust that guy, which it sounds like Berger actually is a pretty big rule snob.
He like is. Well, remember when he after Patrick Reed cheated and he was paired with him, remember?
Oh, and he like snooped around.
He was standing there all cross-armed.
Yes,
and shit.
There's a
like,
great picture of that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was mean mugging him while he was like watching him play in the woods.
Right.
What were we talking about?
Daniel Berger. I'll just break it down if people don't understand what we're actually talking about, because I don't think we really told the whole story. But Berger obviously teed off and hit what looked like on the shot tracer like a pretty hard cut, and where it crossed, they were arguing basically about where it crossed into the water. So when you drop like that, you have to go at the where it entered.
Nearest point of entry.
Of entry, exactly. So Berger was, like you said, like 30 yards from the green. And Hovland was just like, yeah, I'm not really comfortable with that. Like, if you hurt, like, it was very awkward. I felt bad for all of them. And I almost feel like, I feel like Joel didn't want to get in the middle of it, but he also was just like, yeah, I kind of need to say something. So they were going back and forth, and yeah.
Oh, Berger, that's what I was going to say.
Berger didn't win.
He's got the best sight line of it, obviously. Ooh. And how many times Berger. Yeah. And how many times, like, granted, I know you are watching the other guys in your group, but how many times are you really watching the other guys in the group?
Probably,
you know,
not.
Like, these pros, you see them hit a tee shot there. They've picked the tee up, walked off. Oh, that's what. Big aggressive quick tee pull guy was Keegan Bradley this weekend. He was feeling it with the driver, dude. but I mean it's 2 seconds later, the ball's not at its apex, and the next guy's already walking into the shot, like walking right. into, so it's like, I don't know, I didn't actually,
it was a tough one because I just watched the rules official came over and was just like, listen, you guys had the best sight. You got to figure it out like you normally do. And they did a handshake afterwards. It seemed all good, but like,
yeah, if you got two guys that are, those are, I feel
like Berger don't play. He don't play no shit, man. Remember at the Ryder Cup?
He doesn't. No, which is cool. But
yeah, I like
that's it. That's why I was saying it was such like a non-issue, because I thought it was just like, I thought it played out kind of the way it was supposed to be. Berger's a fiery dude. He hit it. Yeah. He of course had his opinion. And then you have to have dudes that are cool with kind of challenging you if they feel like you're, you know, right. that was the whole point, right? Is like, they have to protect the field.
Exactly.
You can't get an advantage here. It's their job as the two bystanders, right? Like, you're right. Playing with somebody else. You're scoring for them.
And this I think Berger probably is going to look at it today and just be like, yeah, you know, exactly what you said. Like, they're just protecting what they
like. It is what
do,
it is. He expects it. It still sucks from his standpoint.
If, yeah. You know, when you're in the moment way. And he was, yeah. I think at that point he was still kind of charging because he made a little run.
Yeah,
he was
right.
six under, and then he started bogeying. Like he had a chance there.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
so that's a good segue into, I think, the next storyline was Hovland. Obviously, is that dude is hitting the golf ball.
He's really good.
He
could chip, dude.
Yeah, I was gonna say, he has just everything we said about Cam Smith in the beginning is just the opposite.
Like he looks like one of us chipping. Like he
one
just
of
looks
us.
He
one
looks,
of us. One
he
of
looks
us.
Uncomfortable. He looks like he doesn't know what shot he wants to hit.
He's open to it. He legit is and openly saying
yeah,
that, which is we know is mental as certified mental coaches ourselves from doing that one podcast. We know that that's the number one thing you can't be doing.
That podcast is similar to Keegan Bradley. Like, that's the Keegan Bradley of our podcast. That's how bad that fucking podcast was.
So what you're saying is certified frauds.
Yeah. Yes. Certified fraud.
Keegan's a certified fraud. He's certified, but he's still a fraud.
Right. Exactly. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
But yeah. Alvin, I don't know. I don't know, dude.
I don't either. I'm still going to stick to my guns, though. I still think he's going to win a major this year.
I know. Me too.
I really do.
It's funny. He's like, that good. I still, as right now, playing as hot as anybody in the world is Cam Smith and Victor Hovland. Like, those are the two guys I expect to compete until further notice. Like, you know what I'm saying? They're on a run here. He figures this chipping thing out in one weekend.
Right.
I mean, which doesn't seem possible, but you never, like, these guys are so special. It's like, it could take one little change in something. That's the thing, though. Something's got to change.
Dude, who do you think the hottest golfer is right now?
Like, just eye test or truly, like, not like
just in the performance past, wise? In the past, say, 8 months.
Oh, wow. 8 months? Oh, man.
Yeah.
I think it's probably still Rom.
You think so?
I mean,
people just are counting him out already because he didn't do well this year or at the Players.
Yeah, which is like you watch half those guys, dude. That like that turn when Brooks was when all those guys were on the course when like Brooks, Spieth, like all when those guys were just getting ejected by the conditions. That's what we've definitely underplayed, the how fun it was to watch when the full field was out there at times and how just pedestrian they looked.
Yeah, it was. I mean, that was mostly Saturday. Saturday was the.
Yeah, we didn't talk about Saturday 17.
Saturday was the craziest. I was. I got all my stuff done. I was watching a little bit of the Golf Channel in the morning, and I was like, man, this is going to be nice. Hopefully the rain stops. We can start play, and I can watch. Like, this is going to be great. So I got the tee times, was ready, was all set up. Kids were about to take a nap. Like, it was perfect. Who was up there? It was Brooks, Rory.
Oh, and Xander.
Yeah. Was it Xander?
No, Xander. It was Xander, Brooks, and they were all in the same group, and somebody else.
Oh,
and another big name.
Was it JT? I forget.
No, it was JT. It was JT.
It could have been.
Yeah, but I believe those, it was.
First off, the first three guys hit it in the water.
Yes.
And Rory gets up. Oh, Rory made it. But whoever there were, the six that went off first at 17, I think what four out of the six or five out of the six were in the water.
I think five out of the six, yeah.
And at that point, it was just like, whoa, we're gonna see. You want to talk about carnage? Like, this is going to be crazy. Dude, and it was like.
Oh,
Morikawa was there. Like, it was like everybody was just. It was so windy.
It was a 146 yard shot and guys were hitting seven irons into it. Pros were hitting seven iron into it. And I'd never seen in my life more uncommitted professional swings.
Oh my God.
From a 146 yard shot. You do not get that anywhere.
In the drop zone, they were still.
Yeah, that's such a hard shot too. Awkward.
Oh, you go from hitting 146 yards.
What's it, like 70 or 80?
I think it's like 70, yeah.
70?
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, yeah, it's funny. That's how fucked up my days are, is that you would think I would have started with this. I was up in New Hampshire with my parents this weekend, and the snow had come just after, like, you guys obviously got that rain, so we got a big warm-up up there, and then it snowed like 16 to 18 inches, but we needed the snow to accumulate. Right. So it was about like noon, and we turned the golf on. And we just couldn't stop. We couldn't turn 17 off. We literally could not get out of the cabin because it was
amazing.
It was just, where's the ball going to end up? Like, it was so fun to watch.
It was awesome.
It was just like, for anybody complaining about or why were they playing in those conditions? You are insane.
Right.
That was pure gold.
And they also needed to.
They would have never finished.
No, unbelievable. Yeah, it was crazy. Crazy, crazy. I'd never seen
what a crazy, what a, I just can't believe, like, what a weird tournament.
Right? Like I'm still, like,
I'm still, even I'm like, still kind of shook from it. I don't know why I thought it was that important. Yeah, there's, I feel like we've missed half of what actually went on.
Did
there
you
were
see, eight,
dude, there were aces. There were Lowry had an ace. There was Lowry an eight. There was an ace on the eighth.
Hovland.
Oh, dude, Victor. Yeah. Oh my yep. God.
Hovland had the ace, and I mean, what a just. It was kind of funny. Hammy made a bet for no aces. and he was just like, sure, it had to be Sugar Shane Lowry. And then he goes, diabetic Sugar Shane. And then I called him Splenda Shane. So we have a new nickname for Shane God. Lowry. But that dude is crazy. He wins the Open, right? In his home in Ireland.
Yeah.
He has an ace on 17.
17.
And he has an ace on the 16th hole at Augusta.
Does he really?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Oh, my God. What's next?
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like that dude.
Something at St. Andrews, an ace at St. Andrews.
I could see this year. Or he wins it. Like, imagine if he
won. Oh, my God. No way. No way. Don't say that.
It could happen.
No, it can't.
It's crazy. So what else are we missing?
Oh, God. I mean, we kind of touched on JT. He, you know,
JT was just, he's such a good.
Oh, Kisner, dude. Kisner had such a good Sunday. I just kept every time. He was so dialed. That's the other thing, too. I swear, I don't even know. This may not even be, I don't know if this is confirmable. It felt like the players had a different look on their face going into Sunday. There was a big group in contention. There was probably at like times, you know, 15-ish guys that could potentially say at some point they had a shot.
You're saying just, going into the final round?
Maybe it was just the characters, just Sunday. Yeah. Like, dude, watching like Kisner and Cam and even like Victor, it just seemed like, I don't know, like Kisner was so, it seemed so businesslike. He was either spit and chaw or just staring at things. and he was nailed.
Dude, the more we talk about this, I think because of the money increase is why you're seeing that.
Oh, yes, 100%. You know?
Like, think about that. That makes total sense. Kisner had a day, pops up into fourth place, and he won almost $1 million for fourth place. He had like $980,000.
Yeah. Yeah. Homa, I think, made just under 500 grand.
Yeah. That's crazy. I mean, Lahiri won like $2 million. And
yeah.
Paul Casey, like, where the hell?
I know.
Oh, my God. He might be an honorable mention in the top five worst golfers.
He might sneak in the back end.
He might.
It would the be Paul very, Casey special.
Yeah. But he is like, I mean, he's a guy that, like, I had no, there was no chance Paul Casey was winning this tournament.
No.
Like, we've seen so many tournaments where he's in it.
And he never, like, felt like a threat.
No, never. He never does. The win, I think he has, like, I think he won at the Valspar. Paul Casey.
Oh.
He's only got, like, a couple wins. Even that one, I remember, was just like,
he's won the Valspar twice.
No, thank you. Right?
Yeah, he won the Valspar
both times.
In
it's just
2018
like,
and 2019, it's 10 under and 8 under. He beat Patrick Reed and Tiger Woods, famously, in 2018. And he beat he won the Valspar in 2019. He beat Kokrak and Louis Oosthuizen.
Of course he beat Louis Oosthuizen.
Of course Louis Oosthuizen came in second.
Yeah, of course. He'll never win on U.S. soil.
Oh, wait. Louis Oosthuizen's name is permanently etched into the runners-up tab on Wikipedia. So it actually comes up on every single player you look at. No, yeah, he's a bum.
I'm still famously beat Tiger Woods. He is. He's just a bum. And he's not a nice, I've heard he's not like that nice.
Nobody likes him.
Nobody
he's
likes
a,
him.
Yeah, he's yeah. A,
he's a keeg. He's a
keeg. A fraud. Yeah.
He's a fraud. Certified
he's a fraud. He's a fraud. Who does gosh. It is funny though that he low-key has, like, you know. You do see him up in the top 10 in a lot of like big tournaments.
No, you do. Yeah.
Like he's been in, so he's had, He's had five top tens in the Masters.
Mm-hmm.
He's had four in the Open, three in the PGA.
Yeah, I mean he's a good golfer. Like I'll give him that, but he's just doesn't win. Absolutely. And he's not a nice person. So
yeah,
that's that.
That's that.
Weird leaderboard. Let's talk about Lahiri a little bit. He wore probably arguably the worst outfit on Monday. And
yeah,
he shot a final round minus three,
which is like, pretty impressive.
He played very well out of the people that were up there, like the Lahiris, the Doug Gims, the whoever was up in that little tied for ninth and eighth bundle.
Right.
You had to think Doug Gim was going to just crap the bed like he usually does. Lahiri, same thing. Like, but for him to go out and shoot three under on a tough day, I mean, he could have easily won this tournament.
Yeah. You know? No, we texted each other, I think, multiple times that there was no chance that he was going to be hanging around. And the fact that he was, and the fact that going into 18 with a chance to make a birdie to, it was a birdie to tie, right?
I think he needed a birdie to tie, yeah.
And he hit some god-awful shots that day.
Yeah, yeah, that tee shot.
He had to scramble, too.
He had to move
people from
the picnic table.
That was so funny. That lady was looking at him like, no, like, it wasn't even a paid-for seat, but she was looking at him like that was a paid-for seat. Like, I paid to be here. What are you doing here?
Well, with that outfit, they probably didn't even know he was a golfer. Like,
yeah,
I thought he like worked there or something.
And the hero logos, he's got to get some new sponsorships. He looked like a ween out there. I think he's got the money too now. He could change that wardrobe whenever he wants.
He could just do a P. Reed, buy his own sponsorship, you know?
Yeah. Yo, shout out Grayson. Shout out JT finally signing with Grayson. They've dropped some heat.
We kind of called that before.
Yeah.
That when the whole thing was going down. Like, it would be so sick. And Grayson kind of fits his mold, like, you know?
Well, also even deeper, the founder of Grayson, the guy who started it, is from Ralph Lauren. So he was, I believe those are facts. I believe I'm just spitting facts.
I love it. I love how confident you are in all these facts.
No, I believe.
Like I'm still after this. I'm still gonna look up if Cam Smith had any three putts.
There's no chance. You don't even have to look that up. No, but I know the guy who started. Oh yes, previous SVP at Ralph Lauren for 13 years. I knew it was one of those companies.
You just firing dialed in right now.
It's preseason form. Before I love it. First,
I love.
But yeah, that it seemed like a match made in heaven, and I can't wait to see. I'm hoping he puts them out there and kind of pushes the envelope a little bit on like, cause them as a company now to have somebody that big in the golf brand, like you got to keep kind of, you know, coming up with new shit. To be frank.
I saw a pretty fire sweatshirt that JT was wearing.
They've got coming out.
Yeah, they really do. I know you're going to be buying a ton of it too.
I know. And it sucks because they're fucking expensive.
So expensive. I've reached out to them numerous times.
I go right to the sale section and look at that. A $92 polo, $140 sweatshirt.
In the sale section.
Yes.
Yeah.
A $260 crew neck. Yeah. Nope.
It's just too much.
No, it's way too much.
Yeah. You got to get a Cyber Monday deal and I don't know. You got to do a lot.
You got to do something. Maybe Uber.
On the side.
Yeah.
Man, oh man.
Yeah.
I'm trying to go through and look at, it was good. I saw Justin Rose on the coverage. Like I didn't know he was alive even. I didn't know he still played golf. I thought he was. Yeah. Sergio is good to see. I mean, there's a lot of guys. It was a weird tournament, but it was awesome, man. I have to say.
It was awesome. Yeah. So just looking at like what they get, they get 5-year PGA Tour exemption.
Yep.
600 FedEx Cup points. Yeah. Like you said, damn. Yeah, dude. $3.6 million purse. five-year exemption into the Players, 3-year exemption into the Masters, PGA, US, and Open.
Yeah.
And then they get, oh, that's actually hilarious. This one says the gold man. You saw, did you see the gold man thing?
So I didn't see it, but I was reading stuff and I kept seeing like gold man, like what the hell is this? And I looked it up and that looked absolutely stupid.
Like, I saw it
looked horrible.
I thought Thursday. I saw it Thursday. Dude, I saw it Thursday and okay. It looked like it was such an accident that like it was so just unnatural.
It was funny, so bad. Like why?
This is a larger scale question. Why do these networks, do they think that we're that like childish that we need this? Dude, think about it. Like, think about how many bad Fox football little robots they've had. Like, why do they always have to throw, why is it that these networks have to throw some like little stick figure thing at us?
I just don't
think it's like attention capturing. Like, are we like, whoa, look at this CGI?
I mean, it could have been cool. Like, I don't even need, even could if it was have, like a
they,
better
they re, did you see they you see they
reenacted Tiger's pot and they
like, and they showed it to him in a live interview. Like,
he looked like, is this real? Like,
yeah, he's like,
well, some people had to lose their jobs this weekend because of that.
They should
like that. I Goldman should not come back next year.
Well, it was funny,
not be a thing.
So what happened was is it was on the first day of coverage. And then the second day of coverage, when they actually played Saturday, it wasn't on at all. And then they dropped it again Sunday. So it was almost like, because the reaction was so bad Thursday.
I could imagine. Oh, like, apparently, like, somebody worked on it and, like, it was all the players that won's face on it or some shit like that. Like, it was supposed to.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah, when I was reading the article, it said, like, it was
like
supposed.
That was the meaning behind it?
It was supposed to be all of the past champions.
The past champions.
And the swing was supposed to be, like, a mixture of all of their swings, too.
Okay, that's the dumbest thing I've. That,
it, and that's
think
the thing.
That.
It makes
somebody
it
somebody thought that was a good idea.
Dude, somebody spent hours and hours making that is what. Like
they could have went to EA Sports and took the stock just video game golf swing and just
got
said,
too much money.
This is all of the past champion. They have way too much money. Well, there's no way they did that job. That was a stoner who was like, I'm gonna put together every swing of anyone who's won. And somebody signed off on that idea.
So many people. It got signed off probably 4 or 5 times. Like there's a lot of that was just stupid. Like
there's no other explanation. Yeah,
I didn't see it live, but if I did, I probably would have fucking spat whatever I was eating or drinking. Like,
and they wonder why we're all going to freaking the subscription model and getting away from these. They wonder why we're cutting the cord. It's because you dopes keep putting out this shit.
Because you just
and we're forced to watch it.
Unbelievable. Yeah, that was so dumb. Gold man. I couldn't believe it when I looked it up.
it was actually hilarious.
So crazy. Well, I don't know. You got anything else?
No, what
are we missing
it.
Anything? I'm sure we're missing a bunch.
No, I think
a lot of stuff happened, but we covered a lot.
We give Scheffler a quick shout out.
Yeah, I mean, he's just good. Scheffler.
He's just very good. And
my answer
would
have been for the hottest golfer in the past 6 months.
I think it's
got to be Scotty.
Yeah. I'd probably lean like Victor right now.
He's got so many top tens. So
yeah.
Many top fives, the two wins, the Ryder Cup. Like, I don't know. The thing is he was in contention in a couple majors last year. Like it's just been slowly getting better and better and better.
Right.
And I think now that he's got that little taste of blood, that first blood win,
for sure.
Now he's he's just gonna go for it, you know.
Yeah, if he can just figure it all out right now, which he's so close, he's got. Would think what would be one of the easier things to figure out
in the same breath, like going into this first major, you can't look past Cam with his putting.
No.
Augusta is purely putting. I mean, I say purely putting, but like that is a huge factor.
Yeah.
You can't sleep on Hovland. Like,
yeah.
Hovland
and Scotty and Scotty.
That's what I'm
and
saying.
I will say one quick thing on Scotty was it's just watching him win that tournament. It's so fun to watch him play golf because it does not look at, it doesn't look like the other guys.
Right.
Like it's fun. It's just kind of fun to just watch him to really just like focus in and watch him play around because it's a, it is a different golf swing.
Oh,
like
yeah.
that back foot movement. It's fun. It gets violent. It's jerky. It's way more is like what we see watching, like
us
watching each other out there. Yeah. Yeah. And to really like focus in and have him in a final group type atmosphere and watch him just play 18 holes is so fun to watch.
Oh, absolutely. It really is. He's, I mean, we're just in, we've said it before and I'll say it probably a million times this year. We're just in such a good spot to watch golf.
That's like it. That's why we care about just wanting
that could be another
to be an elevated tournament.
That could be another reason why the players is like, because there's just so many guys in contention now. Like I'm excited to see like the Masters and the bigger tournaments with the better fields because like anybody can win, man. Like yeah, there's
just,
you know, like when Brooks was saying when he was winning all those majors, like, okay, you can count out like 100 of the guys. There's right. really only 30 guys that can win, but I feel like it's getting bigger and bigger.
Yeah. Like, and I feel like
every tournament is getting big. Like,
yeah. And I feel like what's the most exciting part about it is that there is truly, it feels like a group of 10 or so guys where it wouldn't surprise you if any of them went on a heater. And a heater right. in the sense of like winning multiple majors, like, you know, that's happened in the past. And it's like
yeah.
the field, the group of guys that can do that historically is really only a handful. It feels like, and now it doesn't feel like that. It feels like there's a group of young guns that are just kind of ready to come tear shit up. And it yeah. wouldn't surprise me if it was it wouldn't surprise me if it was a number of guys.
I know, it's crazy. We're in a good spot. That's for sure.
Well, the Masters is coming, dude.
Masters is coming so quick. I can't wait to start talking like seriously about that.
I know. It's very soon. The odds are settling in.
Yep, that's for sure. So you want to get into a little bit of Pip stuff and then we're going to get out of here. Are we going to do, I think we're going to probably skip next week to the Valspar, Paul Casey probably win.
Yeah, most likely.
We'll get into the WGC. Maybe we could do like a preview. Something on the WGC, but then after that it's Masters, baby. We're starting up normal again. You got your last trip, so
yeah,
we're gonna start hammering pods pretty soon. We'll get some interviews going, but let's talk. We didn't really get a chance to talk about the PIP. I know this is kind of old news now, but we can kind of just get
yeah we don't have to
a little bit just to,
yeah, yeah we don't have to go too deep. I think it was just funny that I don't know, now having some time to sit back and like think about it more. The fact that Phil came out and said that he won the PIP and then once the results, which the PGA Tour at first said that they were not going to release, ended up getting released to show that Tiger Woods actually won.
Yeah.
Was
Tiger Woods just, then let everyone
which, oh my
in
God,
the world
yeah.
now.
Yeah. By tweeting at a, oh my yep. God, just dragging
one word.
Phil.
One word and one emoji. That's it.
So, so good.
If you didn't see it, it was literally, all he said was whoops with the emoji
whoops.
With like the
hands up.
Hands up and like,
oops.
And then he just he basically just pasted that, the Phil quote when he said thank you. It was basically
yeah.
thanking for winning.
Thank you.
It was a savage move.
It really was. It really was.
The people running the account, like,
yeah,
very uncharacteristic, like, of that.
It was probably. Let's be honest. It was probably Charlie.
Exactly.
Charlie's got the
account. It had to have been. we got to talk. We could talk about the Hall of Fame thing too. Did you see any of that?
I didn't see any of it yet. Oh, yeah. I have it recorded. I'm going to watch it at some point. I mean, I saw the clips of his daughter
yeah,
and everything,
it
and it
cool.
seemed, yeah, it seemed
we don't have to
talk kind of gushing
it.
Over
that's
it.
All,
no,
it's pretty cool.
So yeah, it finishes out the top 10, Tiger, Phil, Rory at number 3, which not surprising.
No.
I think just his international presence alone.
Right.
Spieth at 4.
Yeah.
Also not surprising considering the year he had.
Right.
Bryson at 5. JT at 6, DJ at 7, Brooks at 8, Rahm at 9, and none only then Bubba Watson at number 10, which, listen, that what's crazy, the top out of the top 10 most influential golfers in the world, there's two lefties.
No, it's pretty sick. One has been banned from the PGA tour, and one has officially been suspended. Yeah, one has a candy shop and does TikToks all day long.
But one of them wears Jordans, and we don't hate him, and it's right. not Keegan yes, Bradley,
exactly.
It's Bubba Watson. So the tour ends up. I just thought this was interesting. I've just found this fascinating because you can tell this is something so new to the tour that they really didn't have a plan and they're kind of just making the plan up as they go. So they've said a lot of things as if they, you know, they weren't at first, they weren't going to tell who they weren't going to show the rankings at the end of the year. And then they weren't going to show, I think at first they weren't going to say what was involved in the scoring, but now we know exactly what the scoring is involved in. So
Right. They
broke it down into categories. And where is it? Where is that? I gotta find it. The question I posed to you was, I saw this image. Could the PIP backfire in the PGA Tour because the whole purpose of the PIP was to reward the top players in the world, and essentially incentivize them into playing on the PGA Tour. And we just listed the list of 10 and then looking at the world golf rankings of 10, the number 2, 3, 4, 5, and 10 player in the world top 10 world golf rankings were not in their PIP list.
Right. Yeah.
Which
Colin was like 11, right? Or something like that. I heard that he was the 11th guy and got zero money.
He was the 11th guy and made nothing. Yes.
I think that
Bubba got it over him,
which is just crazy. I think that there's going to be some kind of changes. It's the first year of it, whether they raise the pot a little bit and spread it out to maybe the top 15 or top 20, whether they do a different scale. Cause I know that there's a lot of chatter that Tiger Woods and I,
he didn't play it right. He didn't hit a ball.
He literally did not swing a club in a fucking PGA Tour event. He played the PNC father, son. They are. So here's my thing. If PGA Tour is indebted to Tiger Woods, so just give him fucking $10 million.
Yeah, just they should.
And take him out of there.
But here's why it does make sense though, as far as the player impact.
I'm not saying it doesn't make sense.
I was trying to find the categories because that's what they did. They were scored by categories. So they have all the players' scores. Tigers was 96.6%. So he was the number one. The categories are Google, Meltwater, Nielsen score, Q score. And this thing called the MVP index. He was the number one in Google, number one in Meltwater, 43 in Nielsen, 1 in Q score, and 8 in the MVP index.
Yeah.
And so those are essentially just Google searches. So he's still the most Google search name.
So hold on. Is there just naming those? Is there anything like on performance that year?
No.
So that should be in there though too. Because you get a guy like Colin Morikawa who won fucking two majors since this has gone out.
That's the whole point, though. It's the impact that those players, it's strictly
right. It's completely just an impact.
Yeah.
On the
so the categories.
I got you.
It's Google. Google searches. How many times a player name is searched for? Players will only receive credit for searches related to them. So Adam Scott won't benefit simply from having a name as the actor. The same name as the actor.
I got you.
It's Meltwater mentions, which tracks how often a player is mentioned across global media. The MVP index, which Bubba finished first in, is a measure of a player's reach on social media. Right. So with Bubba specifically, strictly because he has a massive TikTok following. So essentially he's just run by the Chinese. He just won like $3 million.
It's pretty
from TikTok. Cause that's how he got in the top 10. He was the number one in the MVP index. Nielsen score is how often a player is featured on a television broadcast. So to your point though, that you have to be playing well. That's a performance kind of related score.
That's the closest one that's related to any kind of performance.
Which Tigers was 43.
But I understand.
Bryson's was number one. So Bryson was the most watched or the most aired golfer.
And you know something? I'm honestly surprised that Bryson wasn't a little higher up, because he's freaking.
Yeah, his Q score was 22. His MVP index was 7, which is surprising. That's the social media outreach.
Right.
So Q score is a decades old measure of an entity's familiarity and appeal. That's weird. Huh. Yeah. Anyway, I just thought it was interesting. We don't have to spend too much time on it, obviously.
No, that's it is super. You know,
it's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money going down.
And it's increasing.
And I understand. I think it's important when you're talking about this stuff to keep in mind that it is impact on the game. Like,
exactly.
You know, so Tiger Woods is going to win this until he dies. Like, that's just the way it's going to be. He's going to be in the top 10 until he dies. Like, there's just no way. But, and exactly, as he should. But I guarantee that they're going to make changes to it. Like, you know, this is the first one.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Yeah, it makes no sense that the dude who wins, I mean, Cantlay wins
that's the other thing. Player of the year isn't on there. Colin Morikawa won 2 majors. Like, it's just crazy. You can think, and you think about like how active guys like Max Homa and Joel Damon, like these guys are going out of their way. Harry Higgs took his shirt off on because of social media, like all these guys that are really trying. So I feel like there's going to be, that they either have to like make it 20 players that are getting paid, or I don't know. They got to figure something out, but this is the first year. So you can't be
That's what's fun about it. Honestly, can't be too
critical.
No, they're literally doing it in real time. They're making it in real time.
Yeah. So super interesting. And you know what? Good for Bubba.
Yeah. Why not? Lefty. Give him some ched.
Exactly. All right. Well, you got anything else? Cause,
I think that's a
pretty far.
Yeah.
This is a decently long one.
Yeah. We probably could have went without that Pippa.
Yeah. That's all right though. Players was great. And we will see you not next week, but after the WGC. So we'll leave him on the 19th.